I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio this Sunday morning. Happy Easter. It's Sunday morning, Easter morning. I hope you are enjoying it so far. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. I'm really excited about this show because for the first time ever, we actually have one of our community members, one of our I've Decided community members on the show with us today to just talk about her goals and dreams and her decisions that she has been making and sharing with us today. And I know you're going to be so motivated and inspired as well, listening to my awesome guest today, Maria Galindo. Hi, Maria.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me here.
Oh, I think this show, I say this every week, I'm so excited. I do really get excited about all of our guests, but this is a special one because you are the very first community member that's ever been on our show.
Yay!
Isn't that cool?
Yes, I'm excited.
We normally, you know, always have our resources. Usually our business members come on the show and we talk about what's going on and kind of dive into the weekly winning word, which this week is truth. And I love that because obviously it's Easter. And we believe the truth about Easter and what happened today a couple thousand years ago,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Our Savior has risen, and it's a wonderful celebration of truth. But we're going to talk about you today, Maria, and your goals and your dreams and where it all started. So you and I met last fall. I came and spoke at the convocation for the Peoria Public School District, and then I actually spoke at your school too.
Right.
And you had these dreams tucked away in your heart. And one of them is really about the field that you're in, which is education. So share that with us and how you made the decision to further that education and go for your dream.
Well, I decided to take a leap of faith and switch schools to go to Valeska so I could work year round. And then I think everything fell into place for me because I've been wanting to go back and hadn't done it. But then when I heard you speak and I buckled down and I decided I have to do this. So I got, you know, I got online, signed up to go to school, and now I'm already on like my fifth class and I'm doing really good.
That's so awesome. So you've been working maybe as a teacher assistant. Is
right.
that what you've kind of been doing over the last many years? But you said it's been a dream of yours since you were a little girl to
yes.
be an actual teacher.
Yes. Since my seventh grade, I loved the teacher that I had in seventh grade, and I always looked up to her anytime. You know, she's been my idol, and I've always admired her, and the desire of helping others like she helped me, and I always wanted to give back, and I've always wanted to do that. And you know, right out of high school, I started my dream of continuing my education, but after completing my associate's degree, life kind of got in the way. You know, I got married and had kids, and now they're, you know, slowly but surely are starting, you know, to get up there in age, and soon they'll be leaving my home. And then, you know, now, you know, I have to, you know, finish my dream.
It's your turn, right?
Yes, my turn.
And so you started out, you got your associates, but you just didn't complete that back then.
Right.
And so this year you are actually, did you do it in 2018 or 2019?
I started in 2018 when I started back at going to school.
So you decided not long after I came and spoke. How long did it take you to make that decision?
It's like I already had it in my mind, but I've always put it aside and put everything else first. And then, but then when I talk to you, it's like, I have to do this. I have to do it. And, you know, God, I believe, had put me, you know, allow me to get that job where I could switch and be able to go school year round, where things would be more flexible for me, where I could handle school and my kids and my job. And, you know, I think it, I think things happen for a reason. I think God, you know, has finally, you know, said, this is your time now. You have to, you know, do this now. This is the, you know, and it's happening. Things are being put in front of me where I could fulfill my dreams.
I love it. Was there anything in particular that, was there any particular word or message or something that was said that just struck that chord? Or was it just the message of just living, decided, making the decision?
Yes, decided, decide, put my claim it. And put it, you know, just put it down and just go with it. You know, decide what I was going to do and put a plan down for it myself. And, you know, just stick to it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so how long is it going to take you to finish what you've been going now since last 2018? So how long you have to go?
Well, it's basically going to be 2 years because I had to retake some classes because some things didn't transfer over. But I'm doing good. I'm getting A's. So
that's awesome. And so 2 years, though, that'll fly by.
Oh, yes. It's going by really fast. And I love the way that, you know, set up. It's all online where I'm able to manage my career and my schooling.
That is awesome. What grade are you going to teach?
Preschool, hopefully. early education.
Okay, so your dream is kind of just stay where you are, but just officially be a teacher because you're working in preschool now.
Right. So in the bilingual classroom.
And we have, that's so needed in our area, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. I wish, you know, I wish I was privileged enough to, when I grew up, having that, because I came from Mexico at the age of 5, not knowing the language. And, you know, we had, I had to start from, you know, we had to start from beginning. But now we, awesome that the District of 50 has dual language and bilingual education where, you know, we're helping our kids be the best that they can be.
That is awesome. And so, Maria, that's just one decision you've decided to do, stick the stake in the ground on finishing your education to officially become a teacher. And so, hey, guys, what do you want to do? What is your goal? What is your dream? That's what we're here for at I've Decided. We want to help you achieve your goals and dreams and provide you all the resources, everything you need to be successful. So we want you to hang around this morning. We're going to finish up this show and continue to talk to Maria. We'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. Happy Easter. Happy Sunday morning Easter. Hope you are having a wonderful morning so far. And we really appreciate you joining us and taking the time to tune in to our show today. We are talking to one of our I've Decided community members, Maria Galindo, this morning. And if you were listening earlier, we were just talking about how back in the fall of 2018, her and I had the opportunity to meet, and she heard me sharing about the Decide message and just living decided and sticking the stake in the ground and claiming your goals and dreams. And essentially, over the last year, that's just what you've been doing, Maria.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to, you know, really, you know, put my best forward and do the best that I can.
And you are doing it. You are living proof that just shifting the mindset a little bit and just taking that effort can start changing things drastically. Yes. You're signed up for school. You're finishing your education. In less than 2 years, you're going to be that teacher that you've been dreaming about being your entire life.
Yes. I'm finally going to, you know, I feel that there's no, obstacles on my way. There's, you know, there's no way that I could not succeed. You know, the opportunity that being online, my classes is awesome. And, you know, I could do it on my own leisure and, you know, when I can. And if it's in right with my my life.
Sometimes taking that first step is the hardest.
It is.
But, you know, I know I shared this because you were at our full, you've been to both of our conferences so far this year, and you were at the full day, and I actually shared it in my message at the full day. But you are very special to me, too, because whenever you walked into our network meeting, that day that you walked in was one of those days where I was just having that moment where, you know, we've been going for about 5 years, right? And we're growing and doing great, but no matter what, you always feel like you should be doing better, right? And you feel like sometimes does anybody get what we're doing? You know, I was just having that moment.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't making the impact that I wanted to make or not setting those goals. And in that moment, that day, you walked in to our network meeting and you shared with me what you've been doing and how by hearing me speak and being a part of I Decided has been changing your life. And it was like, you were like heaven sent.
Well, I felt the same way. I thought you were heaven sent because you have a message out there that people could go to and, you know, grab onto it. And there is helping, you know, it's out there. You're able to help people. If they don't have a way to get there, you're helping them reach their goals.
Yeah. So our community, and we're growing, and our community membership and our business memberships, we have over 100 members now. And so the resources are just great and the connections are just great. But anyway, I just want to personally say, while everybody's listening, Maria, thank you so much for being a part of our community and for believing in what we're doing and for being God sent in that moment when I just needed a little nugget that we were on the right track.
Well, thank you. Because for me, like I said, I think you're God sent because it was something that I needed to push, you know, push me over and do, you know, stick to what my goals are.
Yeah. All right. Well, we said you have more than one. You're crushing these goals like crazy. And one of the other things that you're involved in, which I am so excited, I cannot wait to come visit, is your Hispanic market, you and your brother, your family. So tell us all about that.
Well, it's called Tianguis Mexican Outdoor Market, and it starts June 1st until September 28th, and it's every Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. And at the market, you'll find street tacos, authentic street tacos, and some goodies, some Mexican snacks like Mexican corn, fresh fruit, serve the Mexican style fresh waters, and then clothing, jewelry, and then Mexican kitchen items. And, you know, and we have it so we could give Peoria a taste of our culture, something that, you know, we hold dear. But at the same time, we want to, you know, reach out to the Peoria community and say, you know, here's our culture, but we love our American culture also.
Yeah, but you're sharing a part of that culture, and we love that Hispanic culture. And so to be able to go down, so you're saying we can maybe even buy like some grocery items that we would need to cook, like cooking spices and things like that?
Not a huge variety, but some, you know, key staples, like, you know, certain chili, dry chilies, or even like this little spicy tahini that you put on your fruit or your corn, anything to spice things, your foods up.
Because that's what, when you said Hispanic style fruit, I'm like, what do you do to your fruit?
Well, anything and everything, we put tahini or sauce with lime and salt.
So I had lime and salt.
Yeah.
That's funny. I can't wait to come try it. The street tacos sound amazing.
Yeah, they're the big rave right now. were renowned for the tacos, but I think people keep coming back because of the family atmosphere. You know, almost all of my family goes down there that's able to go down there and helps out one way or another. And, you know, one of the booths are setting up or tearing down, you know. And
where is it located at?
It's on the corner of Pecan and Adams. It's in between two buildings. And my brother, my youngest brother, is the owner of Casa de Artes right on inside that parking lot.
I'm sorry, he's the owner of what?
Casa de Arte. It's called, it's a art gallery and lounge. It's only open Fridays and Saturdays. And it has art, and it's, you know, somewhere that you could go and just socialize, and then we're going to start having the street tacos there.
Is that like a Hispanic flair as well?
Yes.
Oh, how
yes.
fun is that?
Yes. Yeah. You know, something different for people to do here in town.
Yes. And that's open now.
Right.
So that's open all year long.
Yes.
On Friday and
yep.
Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. Yep. And then in May, starting May 3rd and May 4th, they're going to start doing the street tacos.
And
there,
so they'll
inside.
Have those all year.
Right, inside
so
from 60.
So then we can get them outside during the summer, but when it's cold, we can go
inside. Yep.
Inside and have them.
Yep.
That sounds awesome. I can't believe it. I just love that. And you guys were around last summer too?
Yes, for a short while, for about 6 weeks. But the year before, we really were there all summer long, and it was awesome. People loved it, and we're ready to, you know, come
so
back.
So this will be your third year?
Yep.
I cannot believe I haven't been down there. I didn't even know about it. Did you guys know about this? We got to get down there. We're going to talk more to Maria in just a few moments when we come back. Welcome back, everybody. You are tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show this awesome Easter Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. And we are talking to one of our awesome community members, Maria Galindo. And we've just been really talking about, you know, the power of just once you start setting those goals and you start realizing that you can achieve it, it's like a snowball effect, right, Maria?
Yeah, for sure.
It
exactly.
just starts going.
Everything seems so much easier and, you know, you're not stressing out and it just flows, right?
You just feel like you're, and we were talking about this earlier, maybe even before we started recording the show, because our weekly winning word is truth. And our members every week, if you are a member, we send out a weekly winning resource. And in that weekly winning resource is your weekly winning word and your weekly winning quote. And it correlates with your success planner and journal that you get as well. And so while we have a moment, we want to invite you to join our community. If you haven't already, visit us at ivedecided.org so you can get signed up and start getting those weekly winning resources. But we were talking about truth, and you said it so well. You got so excited. You got fired up, Maria. You're like, yes, it's like I found my truth.
Yes. And, you know, it's just like, you know, I've always thought, oh, I'm not good at this. I'm not good at that. Everybody else in my family seems to have some kind of talent, and I'm just like kind of stuck in the middle. And I'm like, you know, but I always knew that God had something out there, you know, for me. And, you know, and I think I realized it when it's with education. That's where I find my joy. I find the joy in my own kids and the young kids, that I help in the classroom. You know, it makes me feel good when they are getting, you know, things that is going to help them later on, you know, that when their brain clicks and, oh, it's just like something just lights up in me. And, you know, and I think I finally found it, and I'm going to, you know, continue in that journey and hopefully inspire someone down the line, you know, and they continue to become a teacher and be out there and helping someone like myself, you know, and because, you know, there's a lot of kids out there that are probably struggling, you know, finding a space in this world. And I, you know, I know that God is good, and He knows what our true self you know, what we are, and he knows what we want, you know, wants us to do in life, and I think he's able to get us there.
Absolutely. And the thing that I love about your truth is that you've known you wanted to be a teacher since you were a little girl.
Yes, Ms. Wagner, Mrs. Hypes now, she is truly always, you know, my joy. When I think about my childhood, she is something, you know, she's always in my heart.
She was like your teacher and mentor and yes. Inspired you to want to be a teacher. That is so awesome. What a great story. And I, you know, that's the beauty of teachers. We all can think teachers make an impact on kids.
Yeah.
And we never forget them.
No,
never, ever forget them.
And
I can list out all of my teachers, every single one of them in primary school. Like they made, you know, all of them had an impact in my life.
Yes. And especially her, because, you know, and it was so awesome that my oldest was able to be in her classroom. And, you know, it was so nice to know that she still was able to continue to, you know, inspire other kids.
And here you are doing the same thing. That is just so cool. It just makes my heart smile. I just love it. And I think that's what it is. I talk about this all the time. Most of us, if we can think back to our childhood, those goals and dreams were already there. We really were born with them because we were born with that purpose.
Yes.
And so those, they just get, you know, triggered along the way as we meet those people like your teacher who inspired you and kind of started directing you into that path. We were talking about the Hispanic market that you guys have in downtown Peoria. And I wondered where did, like, that seems like a pretty, I mean, that's a big dream too, to just open a market. Like, how did you guys come up with the idea and what gave you the confidence to step out and do that?
Well, the word tianguis is actually an Aztec word, and that the Aztec people, you know, started the markets, and it's something that, you know, been around forever. So anywhere in the state of Jalisco is known where if you know that tianguis is coming into town, you're basically saying the market's coming into town, because there's not grocery stores like here in America. Basically the vendors of the fruits, fresh fruits and vegetables, and then household items travel from town to town. And you knew that if they're coming that a certain day, a certain time, and if you wanted these products, you needed to go there. And it was a place where you could go and, you know, your whole family went and got what they needed for the week, and you knew that they were going to be there the next week. You know, it was something that that I remember going when I went back to Mexico, and I treasured that, you know, spending time with my family and stuff. And I know in the bigger cities, they have them here. I know, like, up in Chicago area, they have them. But, you know, our family wanted to bring it here to Peoria. You know, we wanted to bring, like I said before, we wanted to bring a part of our culture here to Peoria so, you know, everyone could experience it.
And so what was that first step? What was the first step you guys took to actually start moving towards your dream of bringing the Hispanic market to Peoria?
Well, God blessed my brother, Arthur, and he was able to purchase the building on the corner of Pecan and Adams, and then on the side was the lot, and it was heaven sent because he had a whole family in mind that this we were going to, you know, bless, you know, our whole family. And he's the one that owns the Casa de Arte, which is a art gallery and lounge, Mexican style. And then on the side, like I said, there's a big parking lot, and it was like it was heaven sent because it's a perfect place. I've always talked about, oh, I want to do this. I want to do this. You know, I want to bring this market because I've always been selling one thing on another, Tupperware, jewelry and stuff like that. And I've always, you know, been in the selling type of area, because, you know, nowadays you can't just have one job. You need, you know, extra income and stuff. So I've always been out there like that. And then when he bought the building and had that space, and it's like it's heaven sent. It's just perfect. It's intimate. It's fam. You know, it's going to be family based. It's somewhere where on a Saturday morning and early afternoon, you could go and spend time with your family.
Absolutely. That sounds wonderful. You guys have margaritas down there?
Not yet.
Just gotta get the margaritas. Right?
We have to get those permits.
Gotta get those permits for the margaritas. But that's okay. I'm going to come anyway. You don't have to have margaritas.
Yeah, the fresh water. Yeah,
fresh water. The street tacos and the water and the fruit.
Yes.
Hispanic style with the, what's this?
Tajin.
Sounds amazing. We got to take another break, but we'll be right back. Hey guys, welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. I hope you are enjoying this motivational show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. And I have been chatting with one of our awesome community members, Maria Galindo, and she's just been sharing her success journey. And that's kind of what it is. I mean, it is a journey, isn't it, Maria?
It is. It's just, you know, you have to, you know, go with what life brings you in, but this is definitely somewhere, you know, certain that I'm going.
So. I love it. So as you guys have been listening, hopefully you've been tuning in. But if you're just catching us, one of the very first goals that you stuck your stake in the ground and claimed was finishing your education. You are in college now, getting your finishing your education in teaching.
Early childhood.
Early childhood education, which is super awesome. And then that's just kind of started this funnel effect, really. You're just like doing all kinds of things. Of course, we've been talking about the market, which I know you guys, along with myself, cannot wait. The first weekend it's going to be open is when?
June 1st at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. June 1st.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to put that on my calendar. We'll pray that the weather is just perfect.
Yes.
For opening day of the market down there, because that'll be a lot of fun. But like I always say, success begets success. So once you do something hard, like for Maria, signing up for college, that was a leap of faith, and making that decision was a hard decision. But once you do something hard, it's like it opens up the floodgates. Like, it's like, okay, now what can I do?
Exactly. That's exactly how it's going. It's just like, okay, I got this under control. Now, what could I do now? What's next? What, you know, what could I do to better, you know, myself?
And I will, the one, you've done two other things that I know about. One of them is you met with our budget coach, Vicki Streetmatter. We haven't even talked about that little goal that you've got going.
Yes. And like I just met with her yesterday, as a matter of fact. And, you know, once it's put down in paper and you see it and you have someone to guide you, you know, it's like I was telling her, man, I'm rich. Now I have all this money that I, you know, before I'm like, where am I going to get that? How am I going to make this happen? Now I know where my money is going. Now I could see the future, where before it was just like I felt like I was drowning.
And she helped you set a budget.
Yes.
And isn't that awesome? You, as being a part of our community of I've Decided, you were able to meet Vicki.
Yes.
And she's coaching you to success in your finances and helping you live on a budget. I mean, that's another whole goal in itself, right?
Oh, yeah. And that's huge because, you know, with, unfortunately, you can't do much without money. And this is, you're able to do it. You know, you're able to, everyone's able to do it. And, you know, and she sets you down and she makes you think about what, you know, what's important and what
you need. Where are you spending your money?
Yeah. Where is it going? And
I know I've worked with her. I even have my teenage daughter who has a job now. Is working with her, and you know, and it depends on how old you are, where you are, but like she has, my daughter had to get all of the receipts that she spends on food, eating out, because that's where a lot of teenagers, actually, yeah. That's where a lot of us spend our money extra that we don't realize, don't you think?
Exactly, and that's, you know, that's what we talked about that too yesterday. My two oldest daughters that are out of high school, I'm going to have them meet with her. And, you know, because we want to build a strong foundation for our kids. Do, you know, have them have all the resources that they could possibly have so they could succeed in life.
So they have the knowledge and the
yes.
wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Living on, I love what you said, Vicki. You're going to love that. I hope she's listening because you're like, I'm rich. So by living on a budget, it actually makes you feel like you have more money, right?
Yes,
because
exactly.
Now you know exactly. That is awesome. And then, of course, this last Monday, we started our I've Decided to Run. And who signs up for that? You guessed it, Maria.
Yes, I. You know, I went to the conference on Saturday, and I was really motivated by, you know, the speakers there. And it's just like, you know, I need to get healthier. I need to put myself out there. And the way that they talked about the steps, you know, that it wasn't going to be, I'm going to go out there and run the whole 5K in one day. They were going to, you know, coach me through it and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, I could do it. I could do this. You know, and two, I wanted to find something to have in common with my son that is on track at Richwoods and on Cuss Country, you know, and then my youngest daughter too, she wants to get fit, you know, and I if I can't get up and run or even walk, you know, I'm losing those opportunities. So I, you know, I asked God, you know, I said, please let me, you know, if this is for me, let me, you know, find a way to do it. And when I talked to Don, I said, you know, I'm going to be praying. And then that Sunday night is when
I signed up. Sent me a message. You said, I just signed up. I'm like, oh my goodness, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And we started last Monday. So our second time to meet together will be tomorrow, Monday night. We meet out at Junction City at 5:45. So how did your first week of training go?
It was awesome. It was awesome. It's very doable.
We
you
only
know,
run for a minute, and
yeah.
then we get to walk for a minute and a half, right? We
did yeah, that it was, you know, and it makes it, it was easy, and it made me feel welcome. Everyone's so kind, and our trainers, our helpers,
best.
Our volunteers, they, you know, they'll help us, you know, help make it seem so easy, and it is, and it is.
Yeah, and it, well, so much fun when you're doing with a group, too.
Yeah.
And just wait till you see the relationships, Maria, that comes out of the group. It really is. It's quite amazing. Like I shared about Dawn and I, we met in a running group 14 mm-hmm. years ago, and we are really good friends. And I've met some of my best friends from running.
Yeah, and I did the same thing. I reached out to one of my ex-coworkers and a, you know, position that I loved, and I, you know, I didn't want to leave, but I felt God, I needed to do this. I needed to do what was best for me. And so I reached out to her and said, you know, would you train with me? And she's like, yeah, of course I would do it. And then she decided that she's going to sign up too.
Now you
and
got a buddy.
Now I have a buddy to do it on Monday nights.
Oh my goodness. So if you guys are not motivated after hearing all of this from Maria today to make a decision to take a step towards one goal. You have, you're accomplishing finishing your education, living on a budget, paying off your debt, opening your own business with the market and improving, which you guys have been doing that, but just continuing that. And now you're running your first 5K.
Yes.
So if Maria can do all of that, then surely, we can make a decision to set forth one goal. And what is that goal? We want to help you achieve that. Would you join our community if you haven't already? Check it out, ivedecided.org. Have a wonderful Easter. Thank you, Maria.
Thank you.
We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?